Hey, so I'm Lee. Thank you so much for joining me today. Jesus is preparing us for so many things, and especially for that day that we enter into the kingdom of heaven with him. Let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you that you've called us to be your witnesses, to do your will, to even be persecuted because you were. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. And so when we follow Jesus, he said, the world's going to hate you because they hated me. He said, you're going to be persecuted because I was. John 15:20, remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. And we have to expect that, and the closer we get to Jesus, the more persecution that will come. That's why I told the disciples that. Be ready for that. And while Jesus was here, while he was being persecuted at the end before he left, they all split. I was just reading in John 16, verse 31. Do you now believe? Jesus replied, a time is coming, in fact, has come when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I'm not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. The reason Jesus wants me to talk about this today is there is so much misunderstanding of the book of Job. And because it's misunderstood, people think they're supposed to be suffering, and they're suffering what the enemy is putting in front of them. They're taking it at will because they think that they're supposed to suffer. Jesus came that we may have life to the full until it overflows. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Job was God's servant. When the enemy came, Jesus said, or God said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm roaming around looking for someone I can devour. Paraphrasing, he's roaming around. And notice that Job was in sin. And because Job was in sin, he had rights. When we sin, the enemy has rights. And so apart from that, when we misunderstand what was happening, and that's why it's so important to get revelation knowledge. Don't even believe me. Go to Jesus yourself. Study it out. And you'll realize that the enemy is the one that's trying to make you think that you're supposed to suffer. The only suffering we're supposed to do is that persecution for drawing close to Jesus, for doing his will. And we're not to suffer sickness or disease, sorrow or pain even, because Jesus bore that. He bore your sickness, your disease, your sorrow, and your pain, so you don't have to. When Jesus was here, he wasn't sick. But he suffered rejection. He suffered persecution. And that's what we're to suffer. For believing the word, for coming close to him. And doing his will, we will suffer persecution. The enemy is your enemy. And he was Jesus' enemy. And in that day, the disciples couldn't handle that persecution. They were afraid. They didn't have understanding. Jesus is giving us understanding. We have revelation knowledge. We know that as we draw near to him, that we're going to go through things that aren't going to be much fun. Peter, beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as there's something strange, unusual, and were happening to you. But insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, rejoice that when his glory, full of radiance and splendor, is revealed, you may also rejoice and triumph. And so we shouldn't think it's strange that we're suffering, we should understand and also understand that it is the enemy who is really testing our faith. He's trying to get us to quit and give up. And James says, count it all joy when these trials come against you, because you're going to get to the place, you're going to persevere, and you're going to get to the place where you lack nothing. You're not going to lack revelation knowledge, because you're pressing in. The closer you get to Jesus, the more that you know. And you're not going to misunderstand Scripture. God said, are you considering my servant Job? He's an upright man. He was being persecuted. God is not picking on us. He is not testing us. He said, let no one say that I would tempt them. He's not changing. James, read James. He's not changing. James 1. He's in love with us. Satan is accuser of the brethren. He came and accused Job. He saw that he was in sin. God is protecting you. And when you sin, you are allowing the enemy in. You're allowing him in. You know, I didn't have but about 5 minutes to prepare for this. This is a surprise to me. But it's what I know. It's in my heart. You have to know who God is. You have to study to show yourself approved. You have to be a great witness for him. We can't be going around saying God is testing us. He does bad things to us, and then expect Christian or other people to want to be gods. They don't want to go through that kind of testing. The test is what you put yourself through because you're disobedient to God. You're allowing the enemy to come in and do what he wants in your life. Job allowed the enemy in by his disobedience. His sons and daughters were sinning, and he was making sacrifices for them. And so Satan knows. Satan knows the commands. He knows the way things operate. He knows more than we know. And so we do have to study to show ourselves approved. We do have to understand the precepts of God and walk in his way. We do have to fully obey him so that he can bless us and take care of us. And if we don't, we're stumbling, we're falling away, and we're giving Satan a foothold in our lives. So God is not doing bad things to you. You're allowing the enemy in to do those things. Job allowed the enemy in. So while we're here on the earth, we're making our choice. And the same as Job, we can allow the enemy in, or we can take authority over him and not give in to his will, not submit to his lies, refrain from sin. Jesus living on the inside of you, you have the power to resist sin. You have the power to obey him when you make that decision. When you resist the enemy, he will flee. And when you resist him, it's because you have the revelation knowledge of knowing that he is trying to still kill and destroy in your life. When you know the will of God, when you have a revelation of the will of God, you're going to purposefully follow him. And again, the closer you get to Jesus, the more persecution, the more suffering you will do because of the persecution. You know, out of all the things I ever went through, the persecution hurts the most. And it's what the enemy uses to harass you. When you have the revelation knowledge of by his stripes you were healed, that when you tithe and give, you will prosper, then You're going to walk that walk. When you have that revelation, and you're going to know that you don't have to suffer in that way. And that's where people misunderstand. I'm supposed to be broke. I'm supposed to be sick. This is my cross to bear. Your cross to bear is to do the will of the Father, to give up your life like Jesus did. Matthew 16:24, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself in his own interests, and take up his cross and follow me. Cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to me, my example, and living and in dying if need be. For whoever is bent on saving his temporal life, his comfort, security here, shall lose it, shall lose eternal life. And whoever loses his life, his comfort and security here, for my sake, will find everlasting life." And so your cross to bear is to give everything up and follow him. And that is so misunderstood, because we're not reading the word. Many are not reading the word. They have no idea what it says. They're not seeking and looking and finding out the truth, but they're repeating what they hear. You can go to a church and hear hearsay. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets." The truth isn't told in the church. You have to study it out for yourself. Seek him and you will find him. Knock and the door will be opened. We talked yesterday about our faith is really revealed knowledge. And it's impossible to please God without faith. So it's impossible to please him, because you're not seeking, you're not finding, you're not knocking, you're not asking. The disciples asked what the parables meant, and Jesus told them. He said, "To you is being revealed the mysteries of the kingdom of God." Everyone outside of our circle, what he's saying will be as a parable. You won't get it. You'll be going around saying, you know, "I have to suffer this sickness, this disease. I'm supposed to be broke. This is my cross to bear." Because you're ignorant of the word, my people will perish for the lack of knowledge. I'm just telling you the truth. Look at the word for yourself. Study it out. Go look. Seek, find, knock. Don't live by your opinion or someone else's opinion. But find out what Jesus has to say. Pray with me. Agree with me. Jesus, we want to know the truth. You said you correct those that you love. We're asking for correction, not to misinterpret what you're saying. We want to know the truth. Convict us, convince us. As we seek you, we're open to that truth. You said you're standing at the door of our heart and you're knocking. And you would come in and dine with us if we would heed your voice. We're willing to do that. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. We give you all the glory. So he's going to come and he's going to live on the inside of you if you seek him, if you heed his voice. He's going to give you revelation knowledge if you seek him. You're going to know the truth, and that truth will set you free from the lie that you may have been believing.